Nudged Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Mystery in the Marshes by Mark Dawson, narrated by Mark Peachy. Chapter 1. The Letter. Max Green stared in disbelief at the letter in his hands. He took a deep breath and forced himself to read the words again, his fingers trembling as their full meaning sank in. "Dear Maximilian," began the letter. That was bad news for a start, thought Max. The only people who ever called him Maximilian were his teachers and his mother, and it was rarely a good sign when they did. "This year, St. Enid's School is participating in the prestigious Duke of Wellington Challenge, which encourages young people to develop the essential skills they need to survive in the wilderness. As one of our most academically gifted students, you are among those selected for the honor of participating in this rigorous outdoor assessment." Max closed his eyes and shuddered. The words "rigorous" and "outdoor assessment" really had no business being in a letter addressed to him. He continued reading. "This year's challenge will take place in the beautiful Snape Marshes and the surrounding forests. All participants are expected to navigate their way on foot or by bicycle, spending no less than 3 nights under canvas and arriving at the final checkpoint by noon on the fourth day. You will be assessed on how well you perform your tasks, with extra points awarded for demonstrating your survival skills and showing courage in the face of hardship. I do not need to tell you how important it is that our school does well in this exercise. I know that you will not let the school down." The last line was underlined in red ink, and the letter was signed by the head teacher. Max gulped and looked up. On the other side of the breakfast table, his father was looking at him eagerly.
"Well," said his dad, when Max had finished reading, "what do you think? Isn't it wonderful?"
"Wonderful," echoed Max. "They're going to make me live out of doors for 4 days in the cold and the wet, under canvas. That means living in an actual tent, Dad. It's like something out of the Stone Age. How is that wonderful exactly?"
Tony Green sighed.
"Now don't be like that, Max," he said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?